It's the State Capitol Report on the Joy Cardine Show. John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network. There is a Republican plan being floated in the legislature to eliminate the Legislative Audit Bureau. This amounts to political revenge. That's what my guest in this half hour says. As the State Capitol Report continues, Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign explains why he says the motivation to eliminate the LAB stems from the agency's stinging audit of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Matt Rothschild is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and a former editor of the Progressive magazine. Matt Rothschild, welcome back to the Joy Cardine Show.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Okay, so, well, there's not a whole lot that you like about this particular proposal. Let's be honest. We'll dive into the details as we go along, but in a nutshell, explain your opposition.
Well, this is a solution to a non-existent problem, and it's a terrible solution at that because it would make the Legislative Audit Bureau, which has been around for 50 years and is a champion of good government and nonpartisanship, make that Legislative Audit Bureau go away and replace it with very partisan watchdogs. So this would just be an invitation to more cronyism, more corruption. Last two things we need in Wisconsin right now.
The proposal's author, State Representative David Craig of Big Bend, says this has nothing to do with the scathing audits that the Audit Bureau conducted of Weedick. You're not taking him on his word on this one.
Well, it's curious, to say the least, as to why this proposal came out at the time that it came out, actually just a month or two after the Legislative Audit Bureau issued a withering report about Weedick, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, headed by Scott Walker at the time, which has been involved in giving loans to people who gave $10,000 to Scott Walker, $500,000 loans in one case to a company, BCI, that was an unsecured loan. The guy hadn't even filled out the paperwork correctly. In fact, had lied evidently on the paperwork, saying he'd never been investigated or sued. In fact, he'd been sued 1 year before by Walker's own Department of Natural Resources, and they hadn't even done their proper looking over of those documents and doing a simple Google search to see if this guy was telling the truth, and they just gave him $500,000 unsecured, hasn't been repaid, cost the taxpayers $500,000. And so this was embarrassing to Walker. It was embarrassing to the Republicans. And all of a sudden, out comes this proposal, this draft bill to do away with the Legislative Audit Bureau. Out of nowhere it came. And the stated rationalization by the person, David Craig, Representative David Craig, who was proposing it, didn't make any sense at all, because he was saying, in a sense, he wanted them to be more partisan, because he acknowledged that most, if not all, legislators believe the Legislative Audit Bureau does a tremendous job of executing audits of state agency books.
Well, but his point is that they're reactive. And what the problem he's trying to solve, he says, is because by the time the audit has occurred, it's too late for anybody to have the will to act on the findings. And so what he wants to implement is a system of inspectors general within state agencies so they can be more proactive about waste and fraud instead of reactive.
Well,
that's what he says.
That is what he says, but he acknowledges up front that the Legislative Audit Bureau is doing a great job. And then he says he wants to get rid of it because by the time the audit has occurred, the political will, and I'm reading from his own language, or new legislative composition necessary to change a state program has diminished. But do we really want our watchdogs to be concerned about the political will or the composition of the legislature? I mean, it should be concerned with waste, fraud, abuse, inefficiencies, cronyism, and should be nonpartisan. He's suggesting right here, if you read between the lines, that he wants it to be more partisan. And that's not what audit bureaus should be about. That's not what inspectors should be about. And we can get into the whole idea of the people who are in charge of the legislature, if it's one-party rule, appointing inspectors general for a six-year term. This would enshrine one-party rule. And the person who's appointed as an inspector general, if he's appointed in this partisan way, would not have a real vested interest in going after corruption from the party that appointed him or her. And that could be a real problem, too.
Well, Gary on Facebook writes, keeping or eliminating the LAB would depend on how successful it's been at identifying and correcting abuse in government spending and operations. I see our local state employees openly gaming the system for their own benefit, so whatever is in place to prevent abuse isn't working. It also looks like the Bureau is more interested in targeting policies of the Walker administration rather than finding actual corruption and lawbreaking.
Well, I totally disagree with that. I mean, the Wiedek example was serving the interests of the taxpayers because there was fraud and abuse and waste going on. But on a subject that interests me greatly, at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Good Government, there was an audit, very critical audit, actually, of the Government Accountability Board. I was at the hearing where that audit was being discussed by the legislators. And look, it was extremely critical of the Government Accountability Board, which we support over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It did point out some failures that the Government Accountability of the County Government Accountability Board, and the Government Accountability Board has been working toward correcting those. But this was a case where a good government agency, supported largely by Democrats, criticized enormously by Republicans, came under heavy criticism by the Legislative Audit Bureau. It found some things that were going wrong, and it did its job well.
Okay, we have to break for news, and I want to give our listeners a chance to get in on this discussion. We're talking about the proposal to eliminate the Legislative Audit Bureau. What do you think? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Talk at WPR.org or post to Facebook. Look for the Joy Cardine Show on Facebook. Matt Rothschild is my guest, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll be back with more with Matt and with you in just a moment. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. It's the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. It's our State Capitol Report on the Joy Cardine Show. John Munson in for Joy Cardine this week on the Ideas Network. In this half of the State Capitol Report, we're talking about the Republican plan to eliminate the Legislative Audit Bureau. State Representative David Craig of Big Bend has proposed eliminating the Legislative Audit Bureau and replacing it with a system of inspectors general. My guest is Matt Rothschild, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and former editor of the Progressive magazine. Matt Rothschild, earlier you talked about the proposed new system that would replace the LAB as being very politicized. Representative Craig talks about the appointment process and says it would be the same as the one that's currently used to select the directors for the Legislative Audit Bureau, the Legislative Reference Bureau, and the Legislative Council. Would you say that, I mean, is that a politicized process now then?
Well, I believe the Joint Audit Committee, which does those appointments, has acted in a nonpartisan way and very well up to now. This new bill has a lot of things in there that would make it even more partisan and less like the current system. For instance, the bill would give the Speaker of the Assembly and the Senate majority leaders the authority, if they're the same party, to contract out the work of the Department of Justice's Inspector General to some other person or entity, anyone that they choose, essentially. And so this is quite different from what is going on right now. And also, it would give the Inspector General of the Department of Justice incredible authority that it doesn't have now, and that is to audit any county, city, village, town, or school district. And so this would just give enormous kind of partisan witch hunt possibilities to the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, who could be handpicked by the Speaker of the Assembly and the Senate Majority Leader. So this is a much more partisan setup than what exists today.
How does the LAB function now? How do they make decisions about what and who they audit?
So the Joint Audit Committee asks the Legislative Audit Bureau to audit any state agency or policy and see what's going on. And then the Joint Audit Committee gets the report from the Legislative Audit Bureau and holds a hearing to discuss that report. That's what they did, for instance, not only with Wiedek, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, but also with the Government Accountability Board this spring.
Speaker Voss says that he would never support the elimination of the Audit Bureau, but that he's open to finding ways to curb fraud before it ultimately hits the taxpayers. How do you see the best way to do that?
Well, I think we should just keep the Legislative Audit Bureau the way it is. This is a very curious thing because you had two Republican legislators float this trial balloon, and then Speaker Voss kind of put a little pinprick into it, but at the same time says he wants to do something a little more than what exists now. I think what's going on is this was a trial balloon. It hasn't been really successfully received, but they still may push for these inspectors general that would be appointed by whoever's head of the Senate's majority and state assembly. And so that could be a real problem.
What ways, if any, do you think we could suggest for improvement at the LAB?
Well, I think the Legislative Audit Bureau, it's been going on for 50 years. It's done a great job. I think just keep it funded or expand its funding so it can do it can have more inspectors doing bigger investigations. But I don't see anything wrong with the way it's functioning. In fact, at the Joint Audit Committee hearing that I was at with the Government Accountability Board, both Republicans and Democrats were praising the Legislative Audit Bureau for the great job that it did not only on that audit, but on all the audits it's looked at.
I want to go back to something that you mentioned a moment ago about the changes that have been proposed, eliminating the LAB, replacing it with a system of inspectors general, that the state would be able to look at other units of government, local, county, municipal, school districts, and so forth. Why shouldn't we be looking at those areas to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent wisely at those levels as well?
Well, if there is a suggestion that there's something illegal going on at the county, city, or town level, sure, we should go through the regular legal process for going after corruption, or the federal government should come in, the U.S. Justice Department should come in. But for the inspector general just to go willy-nilly to be able to audit the records of any state, county, city, village, town, or school district because it might not agree with some of the things it's doing. For instance, you could see in this current legislature how much they hate Madison, how much they hate Dane County. I mean, they could just, tie things up forever because they say, well, we want to inspect your policy on zoning, we want to inspect your policy on water pollution, we want to inspect your policy on whatever it is, without any justification, legal or otherwise, just because they've got the power to do so. I mean, you can see that this could really wreak havoc.
Okay, so if someone felt like they were being harassed by a state agency, what could happen under this bill?
Well, this is another problem I have with this bill. So any person who feels like a state agency is bothering it, or as the language in the proposed bill is, having an adversely affecting a substantial interest of an individual, that person can appeal to the inspector general, and the inspector general can rule then in favor of that person or against it, but rule in favor of that person. If the inspector general does that, then the state agency has no recourse, and that individual wins. And this is an invitation to even more corruption, because say you're a big donor to the party in power, which is now the Republicans. Say you're someone like John Menard, for instance, who's had some problems with the Department of Natural Resources. He could talk to the inspector general and say, look, get these guys off my back. I'm a huge donor. I gave $1.5 million dollars to Wisconsin Club for Growth, which gave money to the Republican Party. And now you've got this agency on my back. Tell them to get off it. And unless you're an inspector general with tremendous integrity, you're going to say, well, you know, here's one of our guys. Let's just let him off the hook. And that's what I'm afraid of. More people are going to be let off the hook if this thing goes through.
We have an email from Ellen in Sheboygan who asks, why does Representative Voss, a Republican, oppose the idea of eliminating the LAB? What does that say about the idea?
Well, this is why I've been scratching my head a little bit, too. I think you had Representative Craig and Representative Jarko introduce this legislation as a trial balloon and see if it would go through, see how much resistance there was to it. There was a lot of resistance, not only from good government groups like Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Common Cause in Wisconsin, League of Women Voters in Wisconsin, but also from Wisconsin State Journal, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and other newspapers around the state. So it's not flying. The balloon isn't taken off. And so now Republicans who are leading the party like Speaker Voss are saying, well, we never really wanted to get rid of it. I hadn't seen the legislation before. I find it a little bit hard to believe, but who knows?
Okay. Well, let's take a quick call here as we're getting to the end of the hour. Marty is with us in Lake Geneva. Hello, Marty.
Good morning. So here the Republicans are talking about replacing this audit board with a system of inspector generals. Once again, they're talking out the side of their mouth. Doesn't this fly in the face of them reducing government?
It seems, Marty's point, if we have all these inspectors general, doesn't that increase the size of government, which doesn't seem to be a Republican value?
Well, it certainly would increase the payroll, because you'd have new inspectors general and their staff in each state agency. So, yeah, it would cost the taxpayers money. But more importantly to me, because I don't think that it would be a huge expenditure, though it wouldn't be totally insignificant either, is that it's just an invitation to more cronyism, corruption, and the dominance of whichever party is in control of both the Assembly and the Senate, if that's the case. And it is the case now.
Representative Craig says he's open to keeping the Audit Bureau, but he's not backing down from his call for the Inspectors General. Do you think we're likely to get a bill that will give us both?
I think that's where the compromise may happen on this. This is a compromise within the Republican Party, not between Republicans and Democrats. But the trial balloon to get rid of the Legislative Audit Bureau seems to be failing. But they may be able to keep the power to appoint inspectors general for every state agency. And my reading of it is, you know, that would be an outcome that Speaker Voss would like. And I think, again, that would be bad for the state of Wisconsin. It would be an invitation to more corruption and more cronyism and more meddling in local governments.
All right. Well, we've got about a minute left. I wanted to get your take on an issue that we talked about earlier in the state capitol report with a pair of legislators. Joint Finance may meet this week to vote on the transportation budget, and we talked about that earlier in the hour. What do you think is going to come out of the transportation budget talks in the legislature?
Well, I was listening to that conversation. Interesting conversation, John. I don't have a crystal ball either. But I do think it puts kind of the Republicans in the legislature and Scott Walker in a box. Walker's running for president. He wants to run on not increasing taxes. And yet the people who are running the legislature right now, they know we've got all these transportation projects we got to fund. So it's going to be interesting to see how they figure this one out.
Yeah, I left my crystal ball in my other pants, so I'm no help to anybody on this. And then quickly as we close, in general, your thoughts on this year's budget and the process that we've used to get as far as we have so far?
Well, it's been a very ugly process. It's been a very partisan process. The Joint Finance Committee is dominated by Republicans. The Democrats have no power there. They're represented a small minority on that committee. And basically, the Republicans are getting whatever they want, and the only disagreements are between Republicans. And so this is a process that has been ruinous, and every morning you wake up to, you know, more headlines from hell.
Are you surprised at all that the Republicans haven't been able to get a budget passed yet?
A little bit. I think it'll get done, though, in the next 3 or 4 weeks max, because they want to go into recess, and Scott Walker's got to launch this presidential campaign officially. It's a joke that he's claiming he's not running for president at the moment, but he's going to end that joke soon.
Okay. All right, Matt Rothschild, thanks for spending this time with me this morning on the Joy Cardine Show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
Matt Rothschild is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, former editor of the Progressive magazine. Bill Martins produced this hour of programming on the Ideas Network. Cheryl Gasser handled on-air production today. Christy Taylor served as our director. Coming up after the news, we're going to talk presidential politics and talk about the atmosphere for women in politics. We have two women who are running for president in opposite parties. What's that say about where we've come politically, and where are we going? We'll talk about that coming up next after 8 o'clock. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine. This has been the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.